What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your favorite host of your favorite podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you guys have subscribed, that you're following me on the socials. If you have any questions or even listener reviews or requests, make sure you're hitting me up. Probably Facebook Messenger is the fastest way to get a hold of me, and that's okay. We're gonna make today fast because, again, go figure, it's past midnight and I'm recording a podcast late and my baby's ready for bed. And it's okay. We got a little caught on the hamster wheel this week, and I'm holding my husband accountable to let Sunday be a do nothing day. I declare that I need it so I can reset for next week and get back on track. So, something I've been working on this week is starting my morning right, even though I'm exhausted and I'm definitely not hitting my 8 hour mark on the sleep. I have a lot to do. And it's very exciting and empowering to knock shit off my list, okay? Especially because I want to mentally prepare for Sunday. I don't want to have anything hanging over me, so I'm going to do all of my most important things before it comes to that day. So let's just talk about five little ways to start your day right, okay? Because it's literally a brand new opportunity to start over. Maybe you didn't like how shit went down today. Tomorrow's a new chance. And our lives are changing every single day, so there is no time like the beautiful gift of the present to start making every day a good day. Okay? Get your, mind right. We talked about that yesterday. Just changing your perspective. Those things are very, very important. Okay? A lot of people feel like they need to start their day out with breakfast. I am not one of those people. I'm not one of those people. Okay. But if you are going to start your day out with breakfast, I want you guys to make sure that it is something that is going to fuel your body. You should be eating protein, protein, protein. I talked about that on my live video today. I probably offended some people. And that's okay because if the truth hurts, that's because it was the truth. Nobody is happy being obese. Nobody. And we're doing it to ourselves. Okay. So I want you to ditch all these excuses and I want you to actually put the right foot forward and choose something that's going to fuel you for breakfast. Okay. Not the bowl of cereal. I'm talking like protein, like chicken. I have meal prep chicken for my breakfast for my entire life, or salmon. Like that's the shit I eat for breakfast. And it's not even breakfast. I usually don't eat before noon. So anyway, let's talk about what you should do first thing in the morning, okay? Let's start this new habit of water. Water and exercise. There's something when I wake up, I have to do all these little stretches. I get my heart rate up a little bit. My goal after I got up early for a few weeks is to get on the treadmill right away, okay? Because I know. First of all, I have to do that before the baby wakes up, okay? Because if I take her outside, it's just crazy and I can never just be on the treadmill because they're always into some kind of fuckery. So, one goal at a time. And that's what I tell you guys when you're making a lifestyle change. So, just pick a few of these to start with and understand that if you can get to the point where you're combining all these tips, it's really going to make for a magical experience, okay? But research proves that if you are going to wake up and exercise regularly, you're less likely to, have a heart attack and get all the sicknesses and illnesses that people who sleep late and get up late get. Okay. Give yourself that fresh start. The water is important. Drink after you wake up, like drink a full glass of water. That is the first thing I do. Splash water on your face, take the shower. These are the jolts you need to wake up feeling refreshed. I do. If I really am feeling kind of sluggish when I'm in the shower, I turn off the hot water. I can only tolerate about 30 seconds of it, but it does shift my whole entire state of being. Okay. But absolutely, water first thing in the morning. Okay. It's going to help you wake up. It ensures that all of your beautiful insides, all your little organs, your guts are working correctly. Okay. Drinking water is going to help your body get rid of waste. And then you're going to get rehydrated after the night. Okay. And then, bitch, you've got to pamper yourself. Some of us do all the makeup and all the things, but you've got to give yourself love. What does that look like to you? Okay. What do you need to do to feel like the king or the queen that you are? Maybe get your good clothes out. maybe dress up. If it's me, I'm looking for my good leggings, you know, the ones that don't have multiple holes in them. That's my life. I'm like, ooh, the good leggings today. It's going to be a good day, right? Maybe you're a coffee drinker. Go make your coffee. Whatever you deserve to make the beginning part of your day special, give yourself some love in this moment, okay? I get my little mushroom tea, shit, coffee, whatever you call it, after I've already had 32 ounces of water, take my supplements. I get my book, my, you know, I do my private devotions. I do my own stuff. Just me, 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 me. And you've got to get moving, okay? Like maybe you need to go for a quick walk, and that's something I'll do with the girls when it's not raining anyway, is that we take the naked babies, the kitty cats, we take them for a cruise around the block. That fresh air changes the dynamics of the girls, and it's a lot, it's great to get out of the house too when we're like in the middle of school and we just need a break. But just doing something simple. And if you train your body like this, you're going to start having the energy you need to tackle the day, okay? And trust me, it's not going to happen in a week or 2 weeks because my husband and I are working out and we're still tired as fuck. We're like, what is happening? We haven't earned it yet, but you'll get there. Your body is just like freaking out that you're doing something new. This one is so important to me. I have to get up before everybody else gets up, okay? And it's probably the most difficult task in my life, but if I get up earlier, I'm more productive and I'm in a better mood 100%. Like I have to wake up by myself and then I have to wake up my oldest youngest daughter and then her and I have to start school before her little sister wakes up because otherwise I'm in a crappy mood because everything goes downhill and it just kind of sucks. So I know what works for us. I know what helps the dynamics of our energy. So I definitely have to get up before them. But it's perspective. It's perspective. If you start your day on a positive note, you're going to last longer through the day. 100%. Mentally, physically, all of it. If you're just like, oh, today sucks. Everything sucks. My life sucks. My body sucks. My job sucks. My breakfast sucks. My wife sucks. My kids suck. My dogs suck. I don't know. If you just have an attitude of like, everything sucks, your day's going to go downhill and everything bad's going to come at you. All day, you're probably gonna get the flat tire. You know, you're gonna get written up. You're gonna be sent home. You're gonna be, I don't know what happens at your job. It's just gonna be fucked up. Okay. You're gonna step in dog shit. I don't know. You have to take a minute to show gratitude. Like, when is the last time you woke up and you were like, thank you, God, another day? I'm gonna see, you know, I'm gonna see my husband. I'm gonna see my babies. I get to go to work. Like, gratitude. I promise that an attitude of gratitude shifts the energy physically, emotionally, spiritually. Taking that time in the morning to be thankful, it significantly changes your perspective 100%. You're going to start seeing that people who practice the act of reminding themselves of the things they have in their lives are more optimistic people. Being grateful in the morning is going to spark your day's positivity. Maybe you're not a morning person, but if you can start your day off right, gratitude, moving, pick positive habits. I love journaling. I do the quick journaling in the morning, depending on how many minutes I have before I hear footsteps. It's my gratitude moment of just thank you. How can I be a better mom today? How could I be a better wife today? How can I be a better employee today? How can I be a better podcast host today? This sets the tone for what you're doing. Okay. It has changed. I'm telling you, like Monday, I was a bear. I didn't wake up before everybody else and it messed up my whole thing. So I'm back to like focusing on, okay, you know, I've changed a lot of habits in the past few weeks. What's a few more? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep growing and we're going to get this done, bitch. So I'm growing through it with you. I know it's fucking hard. And I'm really looking forward to a Sunday where I am going to sleep in with everyone and I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to wear pajamas. I'm going to stay in my, you know, holy leggings. I'm going to binge watch trash TV and not move a whole lot. And I'm very excited for that. I've earned it. I'm earning a day of rest and I cannot be more excited. So I love you, bitches. I hope you have an incredible weekend. I did record Two Truths and a Lie podcast. It is not for everyone because I am clearly, I, you know, I am clearly drawing a line in the sand and I can't even be quiet about it anymore. I just can't be quiet about it anymore. And I love you. I don't want you to feel like this has to separate us as people because I'm willing to have conversations. So don't be afraid to share your perspective with me. If you are someone that comes from here who never would have thought this stuff comes out of my mouth, I love you for that. And if you're someone who is like a few other people and you think the hate message is going to do something other than fuel me, then I pray for you because hate messages are fuel for me. They don't even bother me anymore. Like it's very laughable. And I'm not in anyone's inbox talking shit, but I would gladly tell you to your face my opinion of some of the choices that you have brought upon us. Okay. So let's have a conversation. You guys, for next week, I definitely look forward to getting some listener requests. I got some this week and that went great. I will keep you private. I won't tell anybody who you are, so you don't have to worry about everybody knowing your business. I won't do a shout out or say anything about your name. It will be strictly anonymous. Okay, so let's get some podcasts going. Make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. And shit, I've still been going live on Facebook every day. I'm gonna keep doing it until I'm ready to hit press record upload on YouTube. So I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.